One of the most popular big band leaders of the 30s and 40s was Glenn Miller. Glenn Miller was born in 1904 and disappeared in 1944. He was serving in the U.S. Army Air Force, and his plane mysteriously disappeared over the English Channel. There have been many theories over the years about what happened to Glenn Miller. Some thought maybe he was shot down by friendly fire or enemy fire. The most recent theory is that the engine of the plane that he was on was not very conducive to cold, and so the plane may have crashed because of that. So we'll never really know. But we know that we lost one of the greats of jazz music on that day. So we're going to hear a piece of music now called Glenn Miller in Concert. And we're bringing up forward here in front of you the wind section of the jazz band, if you will. We've got the saxes and the clarinet up here, because this was the special Miller sound, the sound of that clarinet mixed in between the two tenor sax and the two alto saxes. So we're going to feature these five down front. On alto sax, we have Retta Holfinger, we have J.R. Price. On clarinet, we have Mike Hauser. And on tenor sax, we have Chris Mangus, and we have Paul Holfinger. Let's make them feel welcome. And in this recording, you're going to hear Little Brown Jug, At Last, Chattanooga Choo Choo, Pennsylvania 65,000, Moonlight Serenade. So, let's listen for all those tunes as we present Glenn Miller in Concert.